Jonathan Mobley is the executive director of Wild Trails, a nonprofit organization promoting development and use of trails in the Chattanooga area. He joins me in the studios with details on the 2011 Rock Creek Trail Race Series. Trail running differs from racing on a track or road in many ways. Runners are competing on woodland trails, running up and down hills, and maybe running for miles at a time without really seeing the other race participants. The Rock Creek Trail Race Series has attracted runners from all across the country to the beautiful trails around Chattanooga for more than a decade.
A number of the races have been around for a while, and some of them are a little newer. The Rock Creek Stump Jump, which is one of our largest races of the year, it's a 50K primarily, then we have an 11-mile race as well, is celebrating its 10th year this year in the 2011 Rock Creek Trail Race Series. The River Gorge is actually in its 11th year this year. That's the Rock Creek River Gorge, and that takes place in March. And so that's the longest standing race in the series. Most of the other races are around 3 to 4 years old.
How many races are actually in the series?
There are 8 races in the 2011 series. They range from 6K, which is the Southern Six coming up very, very shortly, all the way up to a 50 miler, which takes place in December. We have a wide variety of choices for people, more short distance races as well as ultra distance races. Most of our races have a shorter option, so we give those people an opportunity to give trail running a try.
You encourage all of your participants to run these trails. Does anyone ever just get out and walk them?
We encourage people not to just come out and walk our whole race, because we do call it a race, but at the same time, a minute per mile pace for a trail race is generally going to be a little slower than a road race. The elevation change, you know, on these courses and the technical nature of these courses tends to slow people down a little bit more. So for our longer races, take our 50 mile in December, for example, we do have a cutoff pace, which finds its way around 16 minute mile, which is kind of a brisk hike.
These trail races are taking place in the woods on paths that are typically one person wide, maybe two people wide for the most part of the trail. So how does that work with a race?
A lot of times early in the race, there is going to be some congestion on the trail. That's something we've had to take into consideration with our numbers and actually having to cap some of our races so the trails can sustain the number of people we have out there. But generally, there's some trail etiquette. If there is someone behind you that seems to be wanting to get by, generally, if you're within the pack of the race, there's a little bit of courtesy of letting that person go by. You'd be surprised as well. After a couple miles on the trail, people tend to spread out pretty well.
Everyone starts at the same time. This isn't a timed race. Everyone starts in a pack all at the same time, narrowing down to this smaller trail. Usually at the end of a race, there's this mad dash. It really kind of just becomes a sprint between the top racers. Do you find that in these races, or do you end up with one person so far away from everyone else that there's no question?
Generally speaking, the participants are spread out pretty far. Even with our top finishers, there'll tend to be a number of minutes at times in between the competition participants. And there's just not the volume of runners for trail races that there would be in general for a road race.
The Southern Six will be held Sunday, February 20th, and features the 6K trail race. Proceeds from this race are distributed through Wild Trails.
The Southern Six Trail Race is done in partnership with Southern Venice University and really designed to highlight the biology trail system up there at Southern. It's also designed to benefit Southern's outdoor leadership program. All the races in the Rock Creek Trail Series benefit Wild Trails, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. We raise money for local nonprofits that are doing work on trails to promote our mission, which is to promote the use, expansion, and protection of trails in Greater Chattanooga. On February 15th, we will be awarding our first cycle of grants. So we will be awarding 5 $2,000 grants to local nonprofits which are doing work on trails here in Chattanooga. And that could be anything from wayfinding signs for trails to help people navigate the trails more easily, to trail work itself, working on the actual trail, or programs that are going to help people get out on trails perhaps for the first time. So all of our races are going to benefit these programs, and ultimately the money's going to go back out into the trail community.
And not necessarily just for trail runners.
Right. Hikers, bikers, we are a multi-use organization. Obviously, we do run the Rock Creek Trail Race Series, and so we have a special place in our heart for trail running. The work that we're doing is benefiting all users of trails for sure.
The 6K race is reserved for adults, but there is an opportunity for everyone in the family to get involved at this race.
This year, the Southern Six will be putting on the second annual Kitty K trail race, which we're excited about. Last year was our first year doing it, and it went very well. We had about 30 kids out there, and it was a lot of fun for them. They were actually on a track, which is next to the recreation center out at Southern, but we're going to be taking them on some trail this time. It's about a half a mile course, and we're really excited about it. I think the kids are really going to enjoy it. It will take place after the Southern Six 6K, and it would probably be around 2:30 is when we'll start the Kitty K. So we encourage people to stick around after the Southern Six, watch the kids and cheer them along.
You're used to running on the streets or on a track. Maybe you have an interest in trail running. Let's talk about what a beginner can expect and why this race is so good for beginners.
Southern Six is a good race for people who are wanting just to give trail running a try because it is a shorter race. The trails are not incredibly technical out at Southern. There is one pretty steep climb, which everyone tends to enjoy as part of the adventure. It's a great trail system, and it's an opportunity for people to get out there if they've never done it, maybe a little nervous about being on a trail. So I would encourage anyone who wants to give it a try to grab a friend and come on out and join us.
Online registration for the Southern Six closes on Monday, February 14th. You will be able to register on the day of the race. That's Saturday, February 20th. Details can be found by following the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.